Hello everyone. So in looking there is an inward looking. In fact, it's always inward. Everything we perceive intimately. We're always perceiving our own perception, our own self, our own creation. And this perceiving precedes mind. It is a silent, formless perceiving, which precedes mentation. It precedes interpretation. Precedes history. It precedes time. This intimacy is like the intimacy of the wave and the water. There is only one reality. Which never, in fact, leaves itself. It is not possible for you to leave yourself. It is not possible to separate yourself from your experience. In the mind way of looking at things, there is a me and a you. There is an oak tree and a palm tree. There is day and night. Multiple forms. Multiple thoughts. The reality of which is one. The reality of being. The reality of consciousness, awareness. Which never leaves itself, never in fact becomes anything other than itself. Because what the mind refers to as me is in fact the totality of consciousness, of I. In your experience, before the mind structures your experience, your experience does not know any separation. Does not know any division. In coming and going, you never leave home. Because you never, in fact, leave being. You never leave your true self, your true nature, your essence. It is not possible for reality to leave itself and to become other than reality. When you contemplate your experience without referring to your past beliefs, you will notice that the world unfolds within you. It unfolds to you like the breath appears to you, the sound of these words is a flow, like a stream. You are sitting on the shore. Watching in complete intimacy. The flow and you don't move. Nothing is happening to you. You being this transparent presence the reality which perceives. You don't come and go as the days go by. You are the peaceful stillness, presence, aliveness. Which knows itself to be this transparency, knows itself to be this awareness beyond the words. Beyond the mind, beyond the labels, when it comes to your true self, there are no issues, no problems. Nothing that is lacking, nothing that you are seeking, nothing that you are fearing. Because you are complete and whole. And it is this completeness and this wholeness which is love, which loves itself, knows itself, and shares itself in relationship, not seeking anything from somebody else for a imaginary personal purpose. It's like the shining light, of being, shining light of understanding. The understanding about the self. The understanding about being, the understanding about presence, the eternity, that which is beyond time, that which is beyond space, that which never leaves itself, that which I am and knows it is. This formless reality. So invite every aspect of your experience to be blessed by this understanding, to be released from imaginary constraints and imaginary limitations. Allow this vibration, which arises from the source, the absolute not knowing being, to take you home, the home which is your very self. Not in time, listen to the birds, how beautiful, how lovely they sing. The expression of beauty and harmony. Every expression, fresh and pure. Recognized to be the voice of God, God's whisper, how lovely. So you can allow whatever is unfolding whatever is seemingly appearing to you to be as it is, not to be disturbed, by your creation, not to be moved at the core. By the world, body, mind, events, to have that wisdom, the discrimination, viveka, between the movement on the surface of the ocean and the unmoved stillness of the ocean. You are the unmoved, the formless, dancing within yourself and to yourself and from yourself, dancing the dance of life. Without being affected by your dance.